the families if that's needed.
So do you get adults that have gone through a major trauma that this allows them to relax and express themselves?
We do. One of the things that happens, it's kind of inherent within the creative process, and that is that the parasympathetic nervous system kind of comes online, and people are able to calm down internally, and that can sometimes help people just gain some kind of insight or to recognize that using creative expression and just making the art is a way of coping with whatever might be going on. And it might just give them some way of settling themselves down. And then we also may, in a traditional art therapy process, we would actually look at the content of somebody's creative expression.
What caused it?
We can look at whatever the issue might be, and we can look at the content and possibly look at metaphors or symbols that might be coming through and helping somebody very specifically process an event that may have occurred that was traumatic.
Yeah, because in today's society, there's so much that can occur. I mean, you know, when we hear these mass shootings and whatnot, and you think about all those families that were affected by that, either just injured or, you know, fatally injured. And I can just see where your services would come in very valuable for a lot of people.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think because some things just are too painful, too confusing, too shocking, or too traumatic for people to just discuss them using their mind and their intellect, versus getting people into the creative process can help them put some distance between whatever the issue or trauma was, and they can maybe look at a piece that they've created, but it's no longer just rolling around in their mind. It's now out in front of them, and we can talk about the image instead of necessarily talking about the trauma itself.
Okay.
And that can really help people move towards that process of healing.
So now you're in Kingman and in Bullhead.
We are.
And where are you located in Bullhead?
We are on Highway 95 at 2580 Highway 95, Suite 116, in the Colorado Place building.
Okay.
And Suite 116.
So you're downstairs or upstairs?
Mm-hmm, downstairs.
Okay. All right. So how many people are you seeing in Bullhead and Kingman?
Altogether right now we have about 85 participants.
85?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Between the two locations?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
It is a lot. But we still have plenty of room. If there's other people who want to come and take part in our services, we are open to referrals.
That's fantastic. So now, when they create this art, is this something they take with them when they leave your program, or is it something that you display?
Well, that's a really good question. It's kind of a both and, actually. So depending on the context that something might be created in, a person might actually take something home with them. Whether it's an affirmation card that they created that they might put in their living environment to remind them of a coping skill, or a positive affirmation that might help them be more inspired or motivated. Then there's also artwork that's created. In most of our locations, we have a small gallery. Those are open to the public, and they are also for sale. So there is a vocational aspect of our program where we teach the artists not just for their own free expression, but we help them learn how to be good artists. We help them learn how to write an artist's resume, create an artist's biography,
to
price their work, how to display it professionally. In fact, we have a pretty big area right here in this mall at the Florida Greco Fine Arts Gallery.
Oh, okay, upstairs. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have an area for Art Awakening. So we're always looking for opportunities to exhibit the artwork, which serves a dual purpose. Potentially there might be a sale, and the artists can benefit from that. And also, I find that the galleries and our way of exhibiting in the community is also really like a bridge that helps what we're doing become part of the community and helps our artists become part of the community. So it's not just this little isolated behavioral health program, but it gives us a chance to educate the public not only about our program, but also about mental health challenges in general.
Okay. If you have any questions for Camille, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063. She'll be here till 12:30, so if you got a few minutes and you have a question, just give us a call, and we'll put you on the air. So now, one question that I have was, do you get people that come to your program and come back a couple years later saying, look what I'm painting, or look what I'm drawing, or look what I'm doing?
Oh, that's a good question. We do sometimes. We have, you know, generally people are in our program 6 months, 6 to 18 months, depending on where they are when they come in. And then we try, you know, we do have behavioral health outcomes that we try to achieve with them so they can actually graduate from the program.
Right.
And potentially be working on their own to handle whatever comes up in their life. But we're always glad to hear from people when they come back. And they do every now and then, especially if we're having like a community event. We have what are called friends and family events.
Okay.
And we like to invite everybody who's been in the program to come back. And we're always happy to hear from people if they've been through the program.
Do you work with like Mojave Mental Health and Southwest Behavior? Because maybe some of your patients are there, or some of your customers, I guess?
Our participants.
Your participants are probably patients there also?
Yes, we do get several referrals from Mojave Mental Health and Southwest Behavioral Health. Depending on a person's particular status and their health plan, we also can take self-referrals. So there's a kind of, it's rather complicated. I don't know
right.
if we want to go into it right now. But, yes, Mojave Mental Health and Southwest Behavioral both refer to us. And then we also have certain people self-refer.
Now, here's a trick question. Do you have both your phone numbers for Bullhead and for Kingman available?
I do. If you give me 1 second to
okay.
look here, I just... don't have them memorized because I always just call individual people.
Well, and you didn't mention this on the air, but we talked about it beforehand. You have 17 studios in the state of Arizona.
We do. We started out in the year 2000, and our first studio was in downtown Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And that program grew and grew and grew. And I think our second studio was Glendale, then it was Tempe, Casa Grande. We have programs in Tucson and Bisbee.
Now, how long have you been with this program?
Well, I helped start the Original Art Awakenings with our then CEO, Sarah Marriott.
Okay.
And then I was with the program for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. Then I went off and I was involved in art therapy education with Prescott College. And I just recently, in April of 2018, came back into the program. And my role is different now. I'm serving as a clinical director for Mojave County, La Paz County, and Yuma County.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So I have this territory.
So you're doing a lot of traveling.
I do.
Gee, we're lucky to have you in the studio then.
I'm happy to be standing still.
So is there plans for them to grow and expand these services?
Absolutely. I mean, it really just depends on the need. But we have a lot of different ways that we can grow. We're looking at adding some different services to our program. Where, you know, if there's a need and we can provide that need, then we will always be open to expanding.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, wow. All right, let us take a break. I'm going to play some commercials here because we have to do that, you know. And we'll be back shortly.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
National Notary Association member, founder Las Vegas Chamber of Adobe Acrobat User Group, Veterans First Program member, Mr. Eugene Williams is the trusted and reputable source for your business admin. Eugene Williams Consulting is offering unique and solution-oriented support for your business presence in Nevada, way below the standard rate. Eugene provides mail forwarding, free notary public, licensing posting compliance, Nevada agent registration, and more for just $50 a month. Don't get behind in your business needs and go to EugeneWilliamsConsulting.com.
It was an era of music, fun, and beer. Brew beer at its best, but under hush-hush conditions. The 1890s is a time in history gone, but the remains of award-winning handcrafted brew beer served ice-cold is always available at Barley Brothers Brewery of Lake Havasu City. Recipient of 6 award-winning beers since its inception, Barley Brothers seeks quality, freshness, and taste. Handcrafted beer and fringe benefits for a full year. Join the Barley Brothers exclusive Brewmasters VIP Club. It's all about the beer and food. Barley Brothers Brewery on the island next to the London Bridge.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
You are back with Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. And again, the program is brought to you by Mojave Shred for secure document protection. You know what they do. If you have a business out there and you're dealing with people's credit cards or credit numbers or any of that, you need secure document protection. Mojave Electric Cooperative. If you like to save money, then you want your Co-op Connection card, and you can pick that up at their offices on Hancock Road, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any vehicle on the lot. And, of course, you can always order your brand-new Hyundai. And then Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. If you own a business in Laughlin and you want it to grow, Eugene can help you. All right, we're back with Camille, and we were going to give the phone numbers out for some of your locations in Mojave County for Kingman and Bullhead.
Yes, let me give you that. Okay, the Bullhead phone number is 928-299-5002. And that's, again, on Highway 95, Suite 116.
Right. And then in Kingman?
Kingman's phone number is 928-529-5022.
All right. So are most of your patients, they're on their own, they're brought there, or they're brought by family? Or you said you get referrals from Mojave Mental Health and Southwest.
True.
Behavior. And but do you get also some that just walk in the door and say, maybe this will help me?
We do. It's kind of a combination of all of those. The majority of people are in some way connected to the mental health system.
Okay.
And so they might have a case manager that realizes that our program would be a good fit for that particular person. And so they make the referral. The thing to also keep in mind about the program is that people that come into our program do not necessarily have to have any particular prior experience with art or talent. The therapy can happen regardless of any particular skill level that somebody might have. And so we get a lot of people who they say, I'm not sure why I'm coming to this program, you know, and we let them know that the therapy can happen even if all you do is draw stick figures. But we do like to try to give people skills so they build confidence as a process with the mental health therapy.
How about veterans? Are you seeing a lot of veterans in your program?
We have some, and actually that's an initiative that we are hoping to pursue a little more assertively and see if we can open ourselves up to even more referrals from Veterans Administration.
For those that might have PTSD mm-hmm. or something, wouldn't that be helpful?
Yes, absolutely, because our program is shifting its focus, and we want to be trauma-informed in our care and also trauma-informed in the art therapy services that we provide, and so it would be a natural fit for us to work with veterans.
Fantastic. Do you see Havasu in the headlights soon?
Well, I would like that. We actually were hoping to start a program in Havasu, and several things kind of shifted, and at the moment, not happening, but I'm never going to say no to the possibility.
Okay. Because I know Mile Markers works with a lot of therapy patients, and they're in Havasu and Bullhead City.
Mm.
And I don't know that they do art, but there might be somebody that you might want to talk to, and I've got a number for you.
Oh, okay. That would be awesome.
And you might be able to team up with them a little bit because it sounds to me like you're both possibly treating the same people.
It very well could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the special needs people need all this.
Right.
They really do.
Yeah. And then people, you know, we have folks that they might come to our program 2 or 3 days a week, and then maybe another couple of days a week they go somewhere else. And some people only come to Art Awakenings because that's what they want.
Right.
Other people go to other services in the community.
So are they there for just a few hours or for the whole day, or is it?
It's usually about 4 hours.
All right.
Yeah. And so within that time frame, we have a behavioral health, for lack of a better word, we might call it a theme. and we will go over something that might have to do with improving communication or having healthy interpersonal boundaries, or, you know, there's any number of behavioral health issues that people are usually dealing with, and we might give a special focus to that. And then we design a particular creative process that kind of illustrates that or supports that. So people are getting the regular, good old-fashioned, cognitive, behavioral type of messages, and then we do a creative process that it also supports that. And we also have time in that time period of the day where people are really encouraged and allowed to just work on whatever they want to work on. Because a lot of people, they enjoy just working on their own personal projects.
And then, are you doing just paints, or are they doing crayons, or are they doing pencil, or...
Yes.
Okay, well, that was a good question.
We have it all. We have clay, we do paint, all of the dry drawing media, watercolors, acrylic paint. We also, it depends on somewhat the staff or even some of the participants who we call artists. And sometimes they have something they want to teach or share with the group. So there's no specific limitation on that. You know, a lot of people enjoy painting, but it could be something else, making something by hand with clay. It could be a tile mosaic. It could be any number of any art medium that is of interest to our participants.
And 85 people in Kingman and Bullhead are doing this right now.
Right now.
That's fantastic.
It is. It's really, it's not only very gratifying, but the main really important part is that we see people get better. This type of therapy really works. And people get better. And that's the whole idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and then they'll come back and tell you later on that I feel so much better, that this helped me. And even if they didn't continue doing the art, whatever they were, if they were painting, they didn't continue painting, but they still give credit to the program?
They do. And I think one of the things that, you know, it's always gratifying to learn that people are doing art on their own. Like, we would like to see that happening even before somebody graduated from the program, that they tell us, oh, I'm doing art on my own now. And so we would have that idea that they have developed that activity as something they can do independently instead of coming to the program to do it.
Do you by chance supply them with anything to take home and work on?
We don't right now. Our funding, just the pockets aren't that deep. But and that's one of the, I think, the advantages of being in the program is we do have a lot of supplies available that the average person would not have access to.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so as far as brushes and canvases and easels and all manner of techniques that we can teach if that's what they want. So it is kind of nice to have this unlimited supply of art.
Good. All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been very informative. And again, those phone numbers for our audience out there in Bullhead City, it's 299-5002. And in Kingman, it's 529-5022. You like those zeros and fives and twos, don't you? So appreciate you coming in. And we're going to visit here during the commercials and talk about some things.
Great. Thank you.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
This is Debbie Pennington with the Better Business Bureau. Scams that are active in our area include the IRS, Social Security, government scams, and the tech support scams. BBB reminds you that the IRS will never call you, nor does Social Security. They will always send you a letter. Are you having trouble with your computer? Don't fall for people claiming to be with Microsoft, and don't give remote access to your computer to anyone you don't know. Report scams to BBB.org or give me a call at 928-302-3701.
This is Herb from Herb's Herbs. We need to raise the bar on our choices in life. Life is a gift, and we need to take care of ourselves. Take charge of your health at Herb's Herbs. The knowledgeable and experienced staff at Herb's Herbs will guide you in the right direction to ensure you get healthier this year. Herb's Herbs has the largest selection of supplements in the area. We also carry organic produce, keto products. Oh, and don't forget our organic juice bar, the best. You will always save at Herb's Herbs, Main Street, Lake Havasu.
A reverse mortgage can increase your cash flow and allow you to improve your financial security by helping you extend the life of your retirement savings. Hi, I'm Suzanne Cosley, your reverse mortgage specialist with Mojave State Bank. Using the proceeds from a reverse mortgage can relieve you from monetary pressures and allow you to take control of your financial future. When considering if a reverse mortgage loan may be a smart financial solution for you, please contact me, Suzanne Cosley, with Mojave State Bank.
Mojave State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Mayor Cal Sheehy of Lake Havasu City, and I'm calling on you to join the National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation April 1st through April 30th. Last year, we were so close to winning and placed third in our population category in the nation. Let's go big this year and make it to first place and show off our water conservation efforts to the rest of the world. Please visit mywaterpledge.com and pledge today to save water and reduce pollution. Together, we will make every drop count.
And we're back on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Tuenforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And our next guest has not shown up. I love it when they do that. They don't call or nothing. They just don't even show. And I tried to reach out to him yesterday to remind him he was supposed to be here. It was a sergeant with the Arizona Highway Patrol that was supposed to be here talking about a fundraiser that they're doing. And boom, he didn't show up. So Camille decided to stick around, and we can talk a little bit more about art therapy, because I'm intrigued by it. But meanwhile, we're brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. And again, if you have any questions for Camille, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063, and we're going to be here for a few more minutes and continue our conversation about these kids and adults. So who do you see more of?
Right now we have a majority of adults.
Adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That have had something occur in their life, like a PTSD type thing, or?
There is definitely a lot of trauma that people have experienced, and, you know, trauma can be a lot of different things, and it's on a continuum, but a lot of our adults have some kind of trauma in their background. But what we see, what kind of presents to us might be depression or anxiety.
Okay.
And then we learn about the trauma and how they're dealing with it or not dealing with it. And then we give people other tools to help them.
So your staff there, they're not just artists, they're counselors.
Yes, they are. They're behavioral health technicians. We also call them artistic behavioral health specialists. And in my case, I'm a master's level art therapist and a licensed counselor.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do kind of serve in a supervisory role for the other staff and do a lot of training for them and oversee the schedule and the topics. And, you know, I want to make sure the therapy is underneath it all. And so it's always interesting. I think a lot of people mistakenly have this idea that we are an arts and crafts program, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
And, you know, we are a behavioral health program, and we can tackle the deeper issues, and we do. And that's what I think is the art therapy aspect of our program has the capacity. It really is something that can be utilized effectively for any number of behavioral health issues, whether it is depression or anxiety, substance abuse, grief and loss, relationship issues. All of those things come into play, and the creative process is wide enough or deep enough to hold all those things.
Now, when we talked earlier about Mojave Mental Health and Southwest Behavior, is there a time when the individual that you're working with, John Doe, okay, John Doe is in your facility and he's been there a while, and the topic changes and gets deeper and deeper, is your counselor talking with the counselor at Mojave Mental Health or Southwest and saying, hey, John Doe's got this going on and we're talking about this now, so that you guys are all in sync?
Oh, yeah. There's regular communication as part of our service and part of all the behavioral health providers in the area. So that's just we call it coordination of care.
Okay.
That's a part of when being involved in behavioral health anywhere in Arizona, and I'm pretty sure everywhere. So we want to make sure that, especially if something new comes up, especially if something's different that comes up for somebody, we would want to make sure that, oh, this came up and we wanted you to know, this is how we handled it, whatever the case may be. And then we have just regular kind of the minimum level of communicating at least twice a month to let people know what's going on.
Because you're both there for the patient, for the main goal here, to get them back on their feet and get them stable, basically, out of whatever trauma or whatever they're into.
Now,
if they have the mental health problem, they may be there a lot longer than that then, because it's a continuing problem.
Right. And, you know, that's what's interesting is because it's a creative program that utilizes creative expression, that the process by which somebody might move towards their goals might be a little bit different. It might not necessarily be as structured on at least the appearance of it. And so people might need to stay longer, because what happens is people start to feel better, and then they might say, well, I'm feeling better. This is working for me. I'd like to continue working on this. I'd like to learn even more skills that are going to help me feel even better. And so sometimes it gets extended. But we have regular intervals that we do various assessments for people, so we know where they are in their progress, and we, you know, let them know, you know, if things start to get to a certain level, we might say, hey, we're going to have to start thinking about transitioning. You're so much better now. We think you might be okay to be out in the community without the program.
Is that an exciting thing that happens in your business when they graduate from the program and they go home, basically, and leave?
Well, it is. It's exciting, and sometimes it's hard because, you know, we get attached to our artists just like
everybody else.
Yeah. And then we're always like, I hope they're doing okay. But it is exciting because that's the idea. I mean, if all goes well, you know, new people are coming in, and people that have been in the program for a while are graduating and going out on their own utilizing a different level of support or a different kind of support. And that's what we do. That's how it works. We have one of our mottos is art saves lives. And that started a long time ago. That was one of our artists' suggestion. And we have many people that have stated that if it wasn't for Art Awakenings, they might not still be around.
Wow.
And so it's pretty important that for a lot of people, this particular type of mental health service really works.
And you were one of the partners in the founding of this in 2000 what?
In 2000. 2001.
Oh, 2001.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
It started quite a while ago and has just kept growing. The model, you know, the model is an empowerment model. The model and the creative process is an empowerment process. And so people start to think of themselves really differently. We call our participants artists. We don't call them clients. We don't call them patients. And what happens is a lot of people might come in. They have a certain concept of who they are, and what we see happening is that their self-concept changes over time, and they start to think of themselves as an artist. They start to gain confidence. They start to submit artwork for a gallery show or something like that. So we watch people literally awaken. We watch people emerge from whatever behavioral health challenge was kind of overshadowing their lives. Then we see people come out. And it's really amazing to watch.
I'll bet. Are you dealing with people that might have come from a residential rehab for a drug abuse or alcohol abuse or some chemical abuse that now that they've gone through a 30 or 60 or 90 day program, they need something more just to...
We are not a substance abuse program per se. I mean, we're just general mental health, and also we work with people that have what's called the SMI diagnosis, serious mental illness. It's more of like a funding designation versus a category of problems. And so we work with, and almost everybody who has a serious mental illness has some substance abuse issues as well, because a lot of people end up getting into substances as an initial self-medication.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that kind of overlap and interrelate, and we definitely work with all of it.
Wow. Now, this is a lot of one-on-one, isn't it?
Primarily group, actually.
Oh, it is
group?
Yes,
primarily group, yeah. We do one-to-one when we can and if it's warranted, but our primary service is group. And so we have, you know, within an open studio environment where there's this big studio full of art supplies, and we will have, you know, anywhere from 6 to 18 people. It just depends on which day and what we might have going on. We publish a calendar. So everybody knows kind of what our behavioral health theme will be for that day. And some people may choose not to come that day, or others come specifically because they want to do that topic.
And when you say 1 to 18 and they're all in a room together, mm-hmm. some could be painting with watercolors, mm-hmm. some could be drawing, some could be doing crayon. I mean, so each one of them is doing their own thing.
They are at some points. And then at other times, it just depends. In an art therapy group specifically, most of the time, not always, but most of the time, most people might be working on the same project. So maybe everybody is making a personal journal, and we're showing them how to do book binding and showing them how to actually create the journal, and then we might give them journal prompts so that they start writing in a journal. And so in that case, maybe everybody's working on that, and they would leave with a personal journal that they've actually created.
All right. Okay.
Other times, people are working on lots of different things in the same space, and we have a behavioral health theme that gets discussed, talked about, related to the creative process, however it might need to be illustrated for them.
And now, they're all covered by insurance?
Yeah, and that's a complicated question. But yeah, everybody has some connection to a mental health service, and now, because things changed in October of last year, there's a health plan that is what's considered the Regional Behavioral Health Authority, and then sometimes they're also just coming straight through their health plan if they are a general mental health client. Otherwise, they're coming through the Regional Behavioral Health Authority, which the health plan also serves. And so it gets really complicated to try to figure out the referral process and the insurance process. Yeah. But we know what we do works, and we want people to know that they can come, and we will work with them. We will work with their health plan. We will try to make sure that their referral is successful and that they can be admitted into the program.
Yeah, because that's got to happen first, right?
Yes.
Right. And then at the same time, as you're Do you fight with, like we do with our doctors, when they say, okay, he's better now, he needs to leave, and you're going, no, he's not, you know?
We have several different assessment tools that we use to measure people's progress, and one of those tools kind of measures, I would say, daily living activities, so looking at, you know, how is somebody doing with their hygiene and their grooming? Are they able to manage their money? Are they able to manage their time? How are they at communicating with others, communicating their needs, problem solving, health practices, taking their medicines, going to their doctor's appointments?
So you're assessing a lot more mm-hmm. than just, can John Doe draw a picture of a boat?
Absolutely.
You're assessing the entire patient.
We are.
And their entire life, not just that painting that he's working on.
That is absolutely correct, yeah. So we're looking at the whole person and how they are doing in their life, the quality of their life, and if there's something we can help them with that might not have anything to do with art. That's what's so interesting is because people develop confidence. There's a lot of skills that I venture to say that are what I would call transferable skills that happen within the creative process that you can take from that and actually go out into the world. There's all kinds of things like problem solving. When you're doing art, you're gonna have to problem solve. You're gonna have to figure some stuff out. You might have to follow directions. You might have to delay gratification and be patient. You might have to make a choice and then live with the consequences of that choice, and maybe it doesn't work out. Those are all things that happen within the creative process that can then be translated to everyday life.
Wow. Now, I can't draw anything. So I
that's
know
what they all say.
But I know that I would be that frustrated person in there going, I can't do this. It's not working out right, you know. Do you see some of that?
We do. You know, again, a lot of people come in with pretty rigid self-concepts or judgments about their skill or talent. And so some of the initial work is just helping them realize that it's okay to experiment. It's okay to try something new that you haven't tried. It's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. All of those things come up in the creative process. And it doesn't have to be drawing or painting. It might be, say, one of the ways we might introduce art therapy to people is by collage, where you're just taking pictures out of magazines and putting them together based on some idea or theme. And so you don't have to draw. You have to tear or cut and glue. Most people can do that.
Wow. So you got all different types of art that will meet every individual's needs.
Exactly. And that's one of the things about art therapy and expressive arts is that it's highly adaptable. It's highly adaptable. You know, it can work with little kids, and it can work with elders that are experiencing dementia. And sometimes it might even be the same process, depending on what's going on, but it can be adapted for that particular population and their particular needs.
Wow. All right. Okay, I'm going to give the phone numbers one more time in case you're sitting back listening to this and you're thinking, wow, I think so-and-so should do this, and this person should do this. And so we'll give those phone numbers for you one more time. If you're in Bullhead City, it's 299-5002. If you're in Kingman, it's 529-5022. Okay? So if you think that that's something that you would like to get into, or maybe a family member or a neighbor even, that you think it might need to do this, there you go. So there's the phone numbers. All right. Camille, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for hanging around. Did we miss anything? Is there something else that you want to brag about? I'm so impressed.
Oh.
You know, I have an autistic grandson, so, you know, and the thing that I've learned about autism is they become an expert in something. I have a neighbor two doors down who's an adult. He can tell you everything about plants. My grandson can tell you everything about NASCAR, and he plays a lot of games on the computer too. But and he's in junior high now, or about to go to, maybe he starts junior high this coming August. But so I can appreciate what you do and whatnot, and I'm glad that you're working with our mental health people out there, because I'm sure they're always looking for something to help that individual. And if there's two people working for the same cause, it always seems to help a little bit better.
I would agree. I mean, that's a big part of it, is that we stay connected and we communicate regularly with the behavioral health providers. So
fantastic.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. All right. If you need those numbers again, give me a call.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Connected computer and technology, smarter than the average geek.
Did you know we have free services? Hi, John here. And we will give you an estimate for your upgrader project, diagnose and price your repair, pick up and deliver your system, and even do a basic tune-up. All for free, because you deserve a better computer experience.
Connected computer and technology, smarter than the average geek. Smarter than the average geek.
Horizon Community Bank provides business banking with a personal touch, tailored to the size of your local company for checking, savings, or loans to help your business operate and grow. Talk with one of Horizon Community Bank's local business banking experts and get your answers across the table instead of across the country. Horizon Community Bank, with local expertise and decision making. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank about business loans and accounts. Serving Fort Mojave, Parker, Portside, and Lake Havasu. Member FDIC.
Fresh and ready, always at Mackay Cafe. Enjoy lunch on the Mackay Cafe patio with our light and fresh turkey club wrap. It has layers of smoked turkey and ham, provolone, lettuce, tomato, bacon, and a little drizzle of mayo. Why not accompany your turkey club wrap with a mimosa? Breakfast time? Lunchtime? Hey, anytime is a good time for a Mackay Cafe mimosa, serving breakfast and lunch every day of the week, 7:30 till 2, next to the London Bridge, Mackay Cafe.
And we're back. Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Larry Tuneforce, your host. And our second guest didn't show up today, so I'm glad Camille could stick around and help us out. The Bullitt City Police Department, part of our community calendar here, already today, they're on top of it. They've already put out their numbers from the River Run. Calls to dispatch. This year there was 632. Last year, 665. The year before that, 692. So it's gone down a little bit. Total arrest, if you go back to 2017, there was 34, last year 32, this year only 21. So that's good. DUIs, last year there was 3, this year there was 0. So the motorcyclists that are out there are paying attention, they're taking care of things. Total collisions, now this year there was 11 total collisions, 8 of them were non-injury, 3 were injury. There were no fatals. Total citations this year were only 40, and 3 arrests for narcotics. So that gives you a little profile of Bullhead City, what went on with the Harley Run this weekend. And of course, you know, it's so big, and there's so many people. And, of course, if you know anything about statistics, they happen all the time with any group when you get that large, not just motorcyclists, but cowboys, attorneys, firefighters, you name it. You get that many of them around. Okay, community calendar, the last opportunity to sign up for the River Valley Desk Devils football and cheer is coming up on the first Wednesday at Young Scholars Academy. It's in the gymnasium from 7 to 4, or excuse me, from 4 to 7. Whoa. 4 to 7. Stop by and check that out. National Day of Prayer coming up this on the 2nd, Thursday, and that's at Fiesta RV. I'll have more on that when I can get it. This Friday, they're going to have a ribbon cutting for the Anderson Auto Group Event Center. Yeah, finally, we're going to cut the ribbon for that. And there's going to be a lot of other things going on. That happens from 5 to 8 on Friday. If you have any questions, you can call the Event Center at 219-3031. And coming up, we have a ridiculously rad 80s open house at the Boys and Girls Club, their teen center. That is also on the 3rd. That's from 6 to 8. If you have any questions, you can call the club at 299-5048. Saturday, we have a Bullhead City Farmers Market from 9 until 1 p.m. And that happens in the Bullhead Community Park. Any questions, you call City Hall, 763-9400. And you've heard about this, and Friday we're going to have someone to come in to tell us exactly a lot more detail about Bullhead City's first Taco and Beer Festival going on at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce from noon until 10 p.m. A long event starts after. If you go to the farmer's market, you can leave that, come over to the Chamber of Commerce, and have tacos and beer. And there's going to be live entertainment. You can go all the way up till 10 o'clock if you want. And that is 928-754-4121 if you want to make an appointment, if you ask any questions. Coming up in Kingman on Saturday, this is a wildland safety fair. Haven't gone on many wildland fires. If you live in the area that is prone for wildland fires, you're going to want to attend this. Even if you're from out of state, but when you go back home, if you're a snowbird, when you go back home, you live in an area that is prone for wildland fires, go to this little symposium they're putting on, a fair, this Saturday at the Wallapai Mountain Lodge from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you have any questions, emergency services for Mojave County, you can call Mike Browning at 928-742-0739. And that's going on in Kingman. Also coming up on, that's Sunday, the 4th, I'm sorry. Also coming up Sunday night, they start the the racing again at Mojave Valley Raceway. They have dwarf, mini, stock cars, and more. So that happens at 6:30 on Sunday night. You can call 928-346-3000. EPCOR Water Company is holding two open houses, kind of community outreach programs that they're doing on the 6th and the 7th next week. Both nights it's going to be at the Mojave Valley Bullhead Realtors Association's building on Hancock Road. They have a nice big banquet room in there, and that is 837 Hancock Road. And both nights it's at 6 p.m. back to back, the 6th and the 7th. So if you want to attend that, if you have questions about EPCOR or you want to hear their side of the issues, you can go to that, 837 Hancock Road, 6 p.m. both nights. Now, coming up on the 8th, we have a community resource exchange. This predominantly is for elder care, but it's starting to grow with other people in our community. And so if you want to go to that, that happens at the Bullhead City Library on the 8th from 1 to 2:30. If you have any questions, call Diane at 542-8894. Diane's with Hospice of Havasu. They kind of coordinate that. Some things going on next Saturday, the 11th, we have the 23rd annual Carrie Edgman Bike Rodeo. That happens at Walmart, on the south end of Walmart, from 9 until 1 p.m. If you have any questions, call Lori at Bullhead City Police Department, 763-9200. That's put on by the police department and the fire department. And it's called the Carrie Edgman Bike Rodeo because Carrie and some guy named Larry Toonforce at the fire department started this bike rodeo 23 years ago. Actually, we kind of inherited it. It started off with Safe Kids, and then we took it over. And so Carrie and I put that on for many years, the police and the fire department working together. And now it's Lori Duggins and Lori Viles at the fire department. And the two of them worked together and put this on. So if you've got kids that want to ride bikes, and they have loaner bikes, so if you don't have a bike or you don't want to bring one up there, they have loaner bikes, kids can ride through the obstacle courses there, and they get a free helmet, and there's some other booths there for the information. That's coming up on Saturday the 11th. Also on the 11th is the 31st annual John McCormick Chip-In for Kids, and that four kids is F-O-R-E, like golf term. That's a golf tournament. Starts at 7:30 in the morning at El Rio. If you want to play golf that Saturday the 11th, call Autumn at 763-1411. All right, we're getting ready here to wrap up the show. We got about a minute left. Tomorrow we're going to have Chaz Martinez in here from Southwest Behavior. He'll be here the entire hour. And if you have questions, again, you can give us a call, 928. If you can give us a call in the studio at 702-298-1063. Chaz Martinez tomorrow will be here the entire time. And so if you have questions about mental health care, call Chaz. He'll be here. Want to remind you one more time, check those smoke detectors. Do that on an ongoing basis. Make sure they work. Practice your home exit plan. We'll see you tomorrow. A life of ages waiting to be built. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.